NEC's Rude Awakening.
It's so unique.
On Radio 1.
This is the Rude Awakening on Radio 1. I'm Danny C. Serena Kelly's in the studio with me. And we've got on the phone a potential Olympian. I say potential. I'm going to go ahead and just say that you are an Olympian. Amna Al-Haddad, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, really thank good, you very thanks. Much. Thank you. And thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule to have a little chat with us. So you've come back from the US to live in the UAE to fight for your place as a weightlifter in the Olympics in Rio.
I am part of the UAE national team, and we are going to be competing at the Uzbekistan Olympic qualifier that is happening end of April, and we will have to qualify as a team to get a spot at the Olympics.
This is amazing. How does this make you feel, like, to represent the UAE? That's a big thing.
It is really huge. When I first started training, I barely could even squat. So that is really a huge achievement for me and for my country.
Amna, how did it all start?
Well, I was living a very unhealthy lifestyle when I was 19. And then one day I decided that I don't want to be that person. From there on, I just really got into fitness more. I have become the first Arab woman to compete in CrossFit 2012 at the Asia Regionals. You know, here I am today.
Now, how many hours a day are you training at the moment for this?
I train twice. I do one strength session in the morning, and I do Olympic weightlifting in the afternoon. It takes roughly about 3 hours and a half. I'm also nursing a back injury.
Oh, no.
Which has, yes, because I was advised not to train or lift weights anymore.
Oh, no. Well, I do hope that that gets better for you, and I hope that it doesn't hamper your chances of actually going to the Olympics in Rio. Are you on a set diet plan? Like, if you go into a petrol station and you see a chocolate bar and you really, really want that chocolate bar, do you absolutely have to resist, or are there certain things that you're allowed to look when your coach is not looking, maybe have a sneaky bite?
Well, I try to do as much as I can macro dieting, which means I have a set amount of protein, carbs, fat that I can eat per day. However, if I wanted to enjoy some ice cream post-workout, I definitely can do that.
So you do? Okay, I knew it.
I'm so happy now.
What you're actually telling me, Amna, is that I'm allowed to have ice cream before I go to the gym.
No, I would say post-workout.
Yeah, after.
Actually, yes, because that's when your body would actually need it anyway. So your body needs it to recover and rebuild your muscles.
Am I allowed to have chocolate sprinkles on it?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm all for that. I'm all for chocolate sprinkles.
All about the sprinkles.
So is your coach really hard on you? I mean, obviously your coach has to test you, because, like, this is a life adventure and you've got to take your coach along with you. So how do you get on with your coach? Are you really good friends, or do you sometimes get up in the morning and go, oh, I can't deal with you today?
Actually, the national coach, his name is Rura, and he is a two-time Olympic athlete and two-time Olympic coach. I find him one of the best coaches I have met throughout my career, and pushes me just that little bit extra that is needed. And that is what a good coach does. I can say I love my coach.
That's good. I think that's the most important thing, because I've got a coach and I hate her.
He does not.
She's so mean. She's so mean. She literally, honestly, she yells
she
at me all the
not.
Time. She's
you know,
very
you're
intimidating.
In, you're in so much trouble right now.
Indeed. She will be listening to this. So your whole family are proud of you. What about your friends? Like, they must be amazed by the fact that they could all be, like, hanging out with an Olympian. Like, you potentially could be coming home with a medal.
Yeah.
Honestly, all my friends are so excited for me, and my friends, they really know what I've been going through the last 3-4 years in terms of all the struggles that I had to deal with, all the rejections, all these training mishaps, and I know that they will be supporting me 110%. So that's really the most important thing for me.
Amna, what kind of rejections are you talking about?
That's a very interesting question. As a woman and from the Arab country, from the UAE, being a weightlifter is not very common. You know, when we first started, there was, you know, being female doctors was not very common. Having female pilots was not very common. So I'm really hoping to get the support, like, from the leadership about the sport that I'm doing and what I try to achieve, not just for me, but for my country and for the future of the UAE, especially for women in sports. It has been a challenge, you know, to find support. However, I recently had a crowdfunding campaign, and I got support from the people in the UAE. But I'm really hoping that the UAE is going to back me up very soon, because here I am. I'm about to go to the Olympic qualifiers.
I would like to know what advice you would have for other women in the UAE that might want to follow in your steps in some kind of way?
I would say people who may not understand what you're doing, so just keep going. If you believe in something, it's your life. Don't be scared. One step at a time. Crawl if you have to. Just keep going no matter what.
Amna, listen, when you get to Uzbekistan and you qualify for the Olympics, we'd like you to come on the show and come and have a chat with us. Is that all right?
Please.
You are already a hero, and I got this feeling that it's going to happen for you.
Yeah.
When it does, we'd like to speak to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Inshallah, as we say.
Amna, good luck in Uzbekistan, and I would like to go up to be the first person to say good luck in Rio, because you're going to get there.
Thank you.
Take care, Amna. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you.
104.1 and 100.5 Radio 1.